Dr. Pam Peek, founder of the Peak Performance Center and renowned nutrition and fitness expert, and Michelle King Robeson, founder of EmpowHer.com and leading women's advocate, cut through the confusion and share the naked bottom line truth about all things woman. It's Her Radio.
Michelle, I can't believe you like oysters, that raw stuff that just slips down. I mean, seriously, oysters. And you're telling me that this helps boost your sexual desire?
Yes, it does. Works like a charm. You should try it. Try it.
I don't know. I think at one point I was doing this, maybe college or something, some idiot told me to do this. And I don't know. I could do a lot
maybe?
Of other things. Anyway, that was college. So another day, another conversation. So to answer, what are the foods that boost your sexual desire? We have our wonderful culinary nutritionist, Abby Gelman. That means she's both a registered dietitian and a chef, all in one human being. How could it be possible? We're so lucky. Abby, welcome back to Her Radio. And don't make me eat oysters. I'm not doing it. It's just not. It's not happening.
Abby, I think she needs oysters. I'm just saying.
I think she does too. I love them, but I know that she doesn't want to try them. So the thing with oysters is it's zinc, right? So I found other things that have zinc just for you, Dr. Peek.
Oh, boy.
Okay, like what? So tell me the foods that boost sexual desire.
And libido.
Well, the classic aphrodisiac, as we know, is oysters. And the reason that is the case is because they have zinc, which is known to raise sperm and testosterone production. And also they contain dopamine, which helps with libido, increase your libido. But oysters.
Well, heck, if that's true, then I'm just going to take a whole pile of zinc and dump it in my husband's coffee. I mean, you know.
No, that's the blue pill, Pam. That's the blue pill. That's a different thing.
I'm trying to understand how all this works. Okay, I mean, we got the zinc and the coffee. What's with the oysters? Why do we have to go to oysters? I'm obsessing about oysters.
You can feed them almonds and pumpkin seeds too.
It almonds and pumpkin seeds. That's
almonds,
good.
Healthy.
We can do that.
Okay. What else? What else?
Okay. Tell us more foods that boost sexual desire.
All right. Well, here's a fun one: watermelon.
I know.
Right? There's something in it called citrulline, which is an amino acid that basically boosts nitric oxide in the body, which relaxes blood vessels in the same way that Viagra does. So oatmeal and watermelon are two big foods and eggs that have arginine, which is apparently a very big libido-boosting amino acid.
Who knew?
So basically, the blue pill and go for a melon?
Watermelon.
Yes, exactly.
Or a couple.
Have a nice egg omelet and oatmeal with some watermelon for breakfast, and you're good to go.
And you know what the funny part is I love watermelon. I eat it all the time. I was wondering what was causing my libido to be up all the time.
Oh,
now I know.
God. I think we're going to TMI land. I really do. I mean, let's just, come on. All right, let's get to chocolate. Come on, chocolate.
Oh, chocolate.
Well, chocolate's the one that everyone loves. So there's magnesium in it, which makes you feel very relaxed. But it has also a compound in it that releases the same endorphins that are triggered by sex. And that's in dark chocolate specifically. So that's why.
Is that the theobromine?
It's phenylethylamine.
Oh, okay, fine.
Say it again. Say that again.
Phenylethylamine. The compounds are, they like to have very complex names. But basically, if you eat enough dark chocolate, you should have the same endorphins being triggered. So, that's one of the ones that we like to see and everyone talks about, especially at Valentine's Day, right?
Right. That's why chocolate is so important on a Valentine's Day. So, let me ask you this. Everybody always talks about pheromones. So, what are pheromones, and can what I eat increase them?
Yeah, they definitely
can.
So basically, they're kind of odorless chemical signals that are released through your sweat glands. And so if someone kind of smells, your pheromones, they can subconsciously affect the behavior of that person. So chemically, if you two are in tune, then these pheromones can kind of trigger something in another person. So
what do you eat to increase them?
Celery is apparently a very big pheromone precursor.
Celery?
Which is so interesting. And also figs.
And figs?
The secretion of pheromones. And also, like, the fig, the visualization of it is kind of a sexy food, too, you know?
It is. I can see
that.
Okay, well, let's
pheromones.
Well, all right, so, you know, I've seen this little list you gave. Oysters, watermelon, chocolate, figs.
Oatmeal.
And you've got...
Oatmeal.
Oh, right. Oatmeal had the arginine in it, too.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's right. No wonder I'm a little frisky in the morning. And then we've got, you know, this whole segment's just going to pot. And then what about avocado and black raspberries? What's up with that?
Oh, yeah. Avocados are interesting. Apparently, the Aztecs used to call them the testicle tree. So there's a little fun fact for you. But they have a lot of folic acid, which gives you more energy and helps to metabolize proteins. And they also have vitamin B6, which increases male hormone production, and potassium, which regulates a thyroid. So both of those things in combination kind of help increase libido in both men and women.
Okay, right now, excuse me, I have to leave because I'm going to go to, you know, the grocery store and buy about 300 bushels of the damn things. So it's all about avocado. And what about ginseng?
Well, ginseng, I've seen a little bit about that as well. And you can drink that in kind of tea. And it supposedly helps with kind of your circulation and things like that, which... also is a libido enhancer. You know, the more, I guess, physically fit you are and the better your circulation, the better you are in a sexual situation, let's say.
Okay, so now we know a lot of the foods that increase our libido and our sex drive. Are there any foods that can kill my sex drive? Because I definitely want to stay away from those.
Well, anything processed. You know, especially baked goods, processed baked goods that would have, like, trans fat, for example. Anything that kind of affects your blood sugar. So if your blood sugar is all over the place and shoots up especially, it will lower your libido. And if you have a lot of fat in your body that can clog, you know, all your arteries and things, it will reduce the amount of oxygen that's able to flow through, and so you're not really getting oxygen to your nether regions. So...
What did you call those again?
Your nether regions.
I'm going to have to remember that.
I'm never going there.
I mean, the nether region. We're going to have a different segment on what's going on with your net. And then I think the last one that will definitely kill it is dairy.
Oh, right? I've heard that too. Mm-hmm. Yep. If you eat a lot of high fat dairy, especially like ice cream or.
Yeah.
Or whole milk and
sugar
like that. And that also was along the same lines as the fat and kind of clogging.
Oh, I get it. So this is why you do ice cream after you have sex.
No, you smoke.
Okay. No. Oh, that's so unhealthy. This is Radio MD. We can't do the smoking thing. I mean, come
on. I'm sorry.
That looked good on TV, but I mean, you know, we got to remember our little guiding principles here. It's all about health, you know, and stay well and the whole thing. So, okay. So our wonderful culinary nutritionist, Abby Gelman, Chef Abby herself, has helped us understand the foods that boost your sexual desire. Oysters, watermelon, chocolate, figs, black raspberries, avocado, ginseng, and stay the heck away from dairy processed foods and baked goods, that are processed. Thank you, Chef Abby. I'm Dr. Pam Peek with Michelle King-Robeson.
You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. Stay well.